We had our school board meeting. It was a regularly scheduled meeting. To start off, Florence Wilson Elementary School had their students lead the school board with the Pledge of Allegiance. Then they did a building presentation, really good presentation. The students talked about their reading curriculum that they're going through. Really impressive of what they're doing. They also talked about, they covered a chapter on governance. And so they were asking the board members on why they ran for school board, why they serve, and those type of questions along those lines. So it was great interaction between the students and the school board. We did hear an AVID program update. AVID is Advanced Via Individual Destination, and it's helping our students close the opportunity gap, and regardless of their life circumstances, overcoming obstacles and achieving success. AVID helps our students graduate and attend college at higher rates. But more importantly, they think critically, collaborate, and set high expectations for themselves and conquer challenges that are awaiting them through this class. The ultimate goal is that our students graduate with the skills needed to pursue their dreams, whether those dreams include the right job right after high school, or they go on to get an apprenticeship, or go on to a technical school, or go into college to that post-secondary education. That's really what this program does, and it helps them achieve that success, but it gives them those skills to achieve after they graduate, to either become career ready or college ready. So great information on that from Jenny Hands, who is the career and technical education coordinator for the school district. I had a state assessment results update from Crystal Steinmetz, the director of curriculum and assessments, just really where we're at with our state assessments and then what we're looking to in the future on getting ready for state assessments. Very good information on that. And then we had the social-emotional curriculum, or the social-emotional committee report on where they're at with getting that committee started, what they're looking at, and what they're kind of planning for the future. Just kind of an update. That was one of the new committees that the district has gotten started, and Glenda LaBarbera, who's the assistant superintendent, has in charge of that committee and getting that rolling. So really a good meeting, a lot of good information provided during that meeting.